Curious your timing. I was just getting ready to write my review.
You were an artist once. What are they thinking? How do they dare? What is their purpose? Such laissez-faire. Their strange obsession with scenes that are real is so very childish, they have no appeal.
In my review, they'll have their due.
They follow Manet and seek to shock. They have become art's laughing stock. They could bring danger and blood to the street. One more revolt, our monarch's defeat.
In my review, we'll say adieu.
But if I were honest, there are things I admire. How their bold use of tone sets the canvas afire. And what they do with light, shading depth and perspective. I see this, despite my harsh invective. Their work is decidedly refreshing and new. Monet's wild, exquisite sunrise, Degas' brilliant use of line, Renoir's sunny, vivid portraits remind me of mine. Each artist has his palette, each creates his subtle hues, and the day may be arriving when they will be news. I cannot deny that sumptuous color, radiant light, moving images that sparkle and excite, luminous water, breathtaking scenes, pulsing brushstrokes, iridescent greens.
This time, you must call them something so demeaning, the public will never embrace them.
Monet was showing his impression sunrise. He said it was a fleeting impression. All the paintings were. That's it. I'll call them impressionists.
They'll never live that down. I'm glad you see this challenge to the state.
And you can be sure I'll be guarding your gate. Your role at the salon will be ever secure.
Our emperor's support,
may it long endure. In full public view, entre nous, impression.